Welcome to Class 3 of Heart Power Recovery. We wish to give you a little review on how prayer works. You see, your soul knows what your heart desires. Your heart is the divine child that lives within you. This divine self listens to your ego 24/7. Your divine child actually does know what your adult self longs to experience in your daily life here on Schoolroom Earth. From our perspective, what also can cause you great suffering is when that ego goes into obsessing mode. It says, but I want what I want right now. And if I don't get it, I'm just not going to survive. What you may not realize is that that desire of ego, if it is truly for your greatest good and highest joy, we already know about it here in heaven. Likely, we know about it long before it has come into your conscious mind, meaning long before you actually truly know what it looks like and what it feels like. What we need from you so that your heart power can support you in manifestation, in really working with that law of attraction at the frequency of pure love, we need for that ego to trust. We need that ego to surrender. Because when it gets all knotted up, it causes suffering. It causes misery. That is why in class number 2, we asked you to release the controlling thoughts and the doubting thoughts. Because those thoughts of ego, they really get in the way of your heart power working at its fullest potential, at its greatest power. So, in class number 3, we want to help your ego come home to your heart and soul and do some heart manifesting. So already on class 3, you're going to use your heart power. What we ask for you to do is to put this recording on pause. You will find that there is a PDF waiting for you. And in that PDF, there is an image of a puppy. You don't have to use the image of the puppy to connect with the divine child that lives within you. You can use an image of yourself as a child. We have included the image of the puppy because we know it will work. There is nothing like a sweet canine angel to bring the divine child up fully to consciousness level. Take the image of the puppy or of yourself as a child or of both. Take a good long look and say thank you. Thank you, source of divine love, messenger of my soul that lives within me all the time. Thank you for hearing what my ego, my human being self, my humanity really desires to experience. Then we ask for you to just take a deep breath. You're going to walk through the purple door and enter into the emerald green meadow of your heart. And here with the divine child, you are going to hold that which you desire to experience, that which you want to attract into your movie. You're going to hold that in your mind. You see, intention expands that which you desire to experience more of. So you're going to focus your consciousness on that which you desire to experience. You're going to do that first. And then you're going to listen to your divine child. And you're going to ask that child, are you in agreement with what I am intending, with what I am praying for, with what I am asking the universe to send me as soon as possible? Well, as soon as possible means as soon as for your greatest good and the greatest good of all the universe. Just try to surrender the will of your ego to the will of your heart and listen to the wisdom of the divine child. For he or she will give you insight that may come in the form of an image or two, or a feeling. If you feel expanded and happy, this is your yes. And if you start to feel contracted, a little bit like you're in a nettle bush, this tells you that your intention, your prayer, is going to go through a transformation. It just needs some tweaking. That means you're going to get something even better. So, in the green meadow, a ruby sofa appears. Sit down with the child that lives within you and listen and feel. Is your heart in alignment with what your ego, your humanity, wishes to experience? Breathe. And once you feel that you do know what your divine child is recommending in the current situation, sometimes it's just pure patience. Take another deep breath and lift up what you desire. Wrap it in purple velvet with a gold bow. Just raise it above your head. One of us will come and we will make sure that which you are trying to attract to you goes directly to the heart of the Creator. You see, you're in the Creator's heart. The Creator, Mother, Father, God, the parents that care, already knows. But let us encourage you to connect, to voice what you desire to receive, what you desire to attract in at the vibration of purest love. This is so very, very important for you. For you see, seeing is believing. Your humanity needs validation for miracles. Your humanity needs to know that what you've asked for has been delivered. We have one more request, that after you have given us that which you wish to receive, that which you want your heart to bring to you, we ask that you look at the images we have provided for you again. We have taken the image from class one, where you are standing in the central sun, filling up with the central sun. We ask you to return here to the field of daisies and fill up again. You may be wondering, this is class three, and the course truly has not, well, you're off to a good start, but there's a lot more territory to explore. So, why is there more heart power to recover? Because it is not just your heart power that you are recovering. You are helping us, the 12 archangels, recover the heart power for humanity. Now, what is the benefit of this to you? Well, we believe you will feel it. You will feel it in each and every class that is before you. If you choose to do the deep dive into the intensive longer journey, you're just going to feel better and better. More heaven on the inside, more heaven on the outside, greater trust and faith, quicker knowing of what your heart desires, and quicker receiving it. We thank you for your courage. If you would like to do the bigger course, put in the purple velvet box that you wish to attract in easily and gracefully the resources to pay for this class with joy and happiness. It works, human being. So let's experience it. Have fun. Here we go. Enjoy.